Hey everybody, welcome back to Homeschool episode 60, the podcast where me and Andrew Rivers tell monologue jokes to a guest comedian while they laugh or leave the room or heckle us or call us pieces of shit. Luckily today we have someone willing to do all of those things. Our guest is Mike Cronin, everybody.
Yeah, what's up, you pieces of shit?
We'll bleep that. Jeez, there's no cursing. Yeah. Glad to have you. After that, the joke stuff, we BS for a little while. That's the whole podcast. Before we get started, Mike, what do you got coming up that you want the people to know about?
Oh, funny you should mention. I'm going to be at Tacoma next weekend.
I thought I told them not to book you anymore. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. October 3rd and 4th. Yeah.
Nice. I did see you on the calendar actually when I was going to get the ticket link for my weekend, which is this weekend. I'm at Tacoma Comedy Club this upcoming weekend.
Oh.
Joe, Mr. D. Dombrowski. Anything else, Mike? Anything else coming up you want to mention? Sorry, cut you off.
Yeah, I got an album that's going to be coming out in December.
Oh, exciting.
So look for that. And I have a podcast called Mr. Cheeks. Ooh. Where me and my friend, we play two former male dancers from the worst strip club in the country. And we're now in the witness protection program. And we start every episode by saying exactly where we are. So we have to be moved the next week.
Oh.
Based on real events?
Yeah. Yeah. We both have stripped professionally. Well, amateurly.
And well, you guys. Moved, cities and towns overnight.
Yeah. Amateurly, yeah. And immaturely.
Exactly.
I should interview you guys for my Stripper Whisperer podcast.
That's really funny. I crossed
that. That would be awesome, actually. Yeah.
Oh, I want to do. Let's do that next.
For sure.
Beautiful, Andrew. What you got coming? You just got back off tour with Steve Hofstetter, and what's next for you?
Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, October 1st and 2nd, Maltby in Snohomish. October 16th, already 50% sold out, so it's a good idea. Album release October 12th, Pandora and Satellite Radio exclusive, and then October 19th, worldwide, but probably mostly just United States and Canada, if we're being honest, but worldwide sounds way cooler. So,
he did a version in English and in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
the accent, people thought it was offensive, but it's really gonna pay.
I was just trying to get it out there to the people.
Yeah.
Well, nobody listens to our podcast to cancel us like that one guy.
Well, this podcast just prevented all of us from getting on SNL.
Yep.
Just for the jokes that I thought I was going to make, but didn't have the balls to do it. But
so you said Mandarin, but then you said accent. So does that mean you're not speaking Chinese? You're just speaking broken English?
I'm just going ching chong ching. And then,
yeah.
Okay, I have a very funny story to tell.
Very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits. Elmer Fudd was the original racist, you know.
Yeah.
That's true. Uh-huh.
Well, I got no album, no comedy special, no nothing like that. I'll be posting a new stolen joke on TikTok in a couple hours, but street joke, not stolen. You know how TikTok works. You can put whatever you want. So,
oh yeah, you're doing dad jokes on TikTok. Yeah, Is that getting any traction for you?
No, not at all. But yep. They're fun.
All right.
People do dad jokes. I thought it'd be funny to do daddy jokes. So, corny jokes, but dirty. And play the role of a guy on a date, and then I play the girl with a wig, and nobody's watching. So. Hey, whatever.
Well, you dressed up in a wig for nothing. Well,
hey, but the good news is my actual jokes do better than these, so that's not bad. That's something. All right, let's start the jokes. But
I'm beating street jokes.
Before We do the jokes. 3 second pause.
How's that possible? Your act is full of street jokes.
I don't know how to edit. Like, a guy I worked with this weekend closed with a street joke. I was like, oh, geez.
Before the jokes, tell me that off air.
3 second pause because I don't know how to edit things.
Welcome to Homeschool, episode number 60. How are you, Corey? You sound better this week. You had COVID last week, but it sounds like the vaccine made Corey great again.
2 weeks ago, let's be clear. I don't want anybody I was hanging around with last week to be nervous. Yes, made Corey great again, just like America was made great again. Well, my taste is already back. It was totally gone. I didn't even taste the bleach going down or the gun in my mouth. I lost a gig, but was able to pay my mortgage because sucking dick isn't so bad when you can't smell or taste it.
All right. That's a bumper sticker.
That's the best part.
Well, I just got back from tour because I can't sell dick pics for $2,000. You know, some of us still have to make money the old-fashioned way.
Hey, it's the world's oldest profession, and I'm a history buff, so I know.
History buff.
History teacher.
Yeah, well, that's why you're always texting former students, hey, come get some private tutoring.
All right, so no
comment. All right, no comment from Corey, but it's cool. Legally, we can't say that, but I'm back from tour. I've traveled from Vermont to Tennessee to Mississippi. And I can tell you why everyone there wants to get COVID, because Chattanooga smells like shit.
Oh, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Isn't that the town that's obsessed with Saweetie and trans rights?
Well, the southern accent can be hard to understand, but I think it means sweet tea and trains. That's really...
got it.
Very close. Easy to mess it up.
Yeah. My bad.
They love old-fashioned shit. Mike, have you been to Chattanooga before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I got there, and they're like, we got a river.
Yeah. They love, like, trains and racism and infrastructure from the 1920s. Yeah. It's
crazy. And pandemics from the 1920s. Big
That's
fans
true.
Of that
yeah,
as well.
Spanish flu is still huge out there. Never went away. Their sewer, I learned, is connected to their storm drain, so if it doesn't rain enough, nobody's poop goes anywhere, and it just boils underneath the city, but it's only in, like, the black neighborhoods, so nobody really cares. Fun.
Great.
Flint, Michigan. Are you sure was it near where you were doing the show?
Yeah, it was.
You sure it was the sewer system?
It was.
Was your punchline just Flint, Michigan? That's not even what's going on there. They just have
it
shitty pipes.
It's not.
Look, the effort on this podcast is real low, so we didn't say you could criticize that. Just, you know, that's
quality
fine.
Of the jokes.
Listen, thank you. These jokes, the sewer system is broken on this podcast after all these shitty jokes, but... There's also
Bellevue, Washington.
Flush it.
There's also in Chattanooga, there's a chicken plant that is dumping chicken remains in the sewer. But in 2019, they passed a law to make it illegal, but they can only fine the chicken plant $50 a day. So now the chicken plant just doesn't care and dumps there anyway for an extra $50. Anyway, let's put away this tourist brochure and get on with the jokes, you know?
Oh, well, speaking of spare chicken parts, not all companies are evil. Andrew, McDonald's is planning to reduce plastic use by 90% by 2025. They can't just do it now, I guess. So they're getting rid of the Happy Meal plastic bags and putting them in cardboard instead. Why don't they just use real meat? Hey, come on, folks. All right.
Hey, speaking of unhealthy animals, I just found a bar called Frothy Monkey, which was an unfortunate name for a business during a pandemic. Couldn't wait to try their bat soup.
Frothy Monkey. I think that's how AIDS started, isn't it? But again, how'd the shows go?
Oh, yeah.
You were nervous about going to the Deep South.
Yeah, well, the sewers weren't the only thing getting swampy, you know what I mean?
Rough sets, huh?
Nah, just my asshole is not built for the South. I don't know how people do it. I had to change my underwear like 3 times a day from swamp ass.
Swamp ass. I think that's a new Marvel movie. The shows. How are the shows?
He's good. His superpowers amazing. he wears a mud mask. People get that confused, but
it's confusing.
So you know how you this is what it's like to perform in the South, right? So like, you know, you can tell how far away lightning is by counting the seconds between the flash and the thunder, right? Okay. Well, I have a joke that gets an applause break every time, but it takes longer the further south we go. Like, I can literally count the seconds until enlightening.
Ah, enlightening. Ah. Tennessee. It's the same length as between want to hear a joke and a racist comment.
Exactly, yes. One clap.
I was in Arkansas one time doing a club, and I did the first show and I didn't go well. And then and somebody came up to me after the show and he's like, "Yeah, man, I'm from up north too. I'm a Yankee, and you just talk too fast for these people." So I did it at like half speed the next time and did like really well.
Oh, that's hilarious. Little Rock.
Like, that's how slow you have to talk in Arkansas.
Wow. That is really funny. I love how thick his northern accent was. That's great.
Yeah, I know. It must have been from Minnesota.
Man, well, are you, you nervous of getting COVID there, Andrew?
Sure. I get anxious here and there, but have you tried pot? It's amazing.
Aren't you worried about the side effects?
Yeah, but, pot affects my memory, so like I think about it, but then I remember that I forgot my laptop at the other hotel, and so then I just get distracted really easily.
Yeah, I feel you. I don't smoke, but alcohol affects my memory. I forget I even have children.
Yeah, that's what they're always saying at the CPS. Alcohol has made me say things I don't mean and hurt myself and others, but the worst thing I've done on pot is accidentally set my hair on fire, so...
Ah, that's how I lost mine. Well, listen, COVID isn't bad anyway. I feel better than ever.
I'm glad you're okay. My dad was really sick, and I'm not afraid to admit I thought he might die, and I yelled, "Why couldn't you take Corey instead?"
Oh, God. Well, maybe you were yelling to the wrong God, I think.
Yeah, my dad, he had a 102 fever, but his COVID test came back negative. But I kind of wish it was COVID because he's vaccinated for that. Like, if he just died because he sat next to Jeremy, that sucks way worse, you know?
Yeah, there's no vaccine for Jeremy's.
Well, condoms, but who's going to use those?
Yeah. Not around Jeremy.
No, never.
Jeremy spoke in class today. I wish your dad did die. Wow, I don't think I wrote this joke. That would have been... an incredible new set of jokes for you to talk about, though, in your next special, instead of these rejected Jay Leno punchlines about the vaccine you keep trotting out.
Well, let's try this rejected Jay Leno punchline. There's a bus driver shortage wearing on school districts and parents across the nation. Mm. Ohio is even considering having the National Guard step in to drive school buses. I mean, wow. I knew school buses were tough, but I don't think they need guns. This is getting out of hand.
Well, see, Afghanistan wasn't for nothing. It was training our military to prepare to become school bus drivers.
Soldiers are like, fuck that. I'd rather go to Afghanistan. Take my chances with ISIS over this bus full of 13-year-olds.
I'm going to be honest with you. I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm pretty sure all my bus drivers had guns. So I don't think it's that much of a change.
Not school issue, just because. Yes.
Just
we're idiots anyway. This is the
I'll turn
guard.
This bus around if you don't fuck with it.
Back to my house? Great. Let's not go to school.
That's where I want to be anyway. Yeah.
Can we do that? We're idiots anyway. Yeah. The National Guard isn't the army. So the National Guard picks up like after hurricanes and stuff.
Ah, well, it looks like a tornado came through this bus.
Ah.
The worst part was when they aim the gun at us to threaten us, they did it through the mirror above them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn around, but that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I think they should give teachers guns, right? Then they can use them to rob a Target for school supplies.
Yeah. Absolutely. The suspects were seen stuffing notebooks and binders in a bag and apologizing on their way out.
Sorry, I left an apple. Well, in other school news, an Oregon teacher was suspended for going to school in blackface to protest the mask mandate by invoking Rosa Parks. Her defense was that she just wanted the children of rural Oregon to see what a black person looks like. There are only 8. They haven't seen any yet.
Yeah, and they won't ever see any black folks on TV because they're protesting the NFL.
Yeah, all right. Well, speaking
Grand
of
Rapids,
going...
Michigan.
Detroit. Speaking of going down south, we
I think Mike's just plugging his dates, actually. He's like, Grand Rapids, Michigan, October 25th.
No, no. Just boarding.
How's the dating going, Andrew? We haven't talked about going down south in that way.
I promise if there was anything interesting, I'd be bragging about it. But no babies on the way for me. Where do you think I get so much free time to write jokes? I don't have to pretend to like anyone else's hobbies. It's great.
Well, my girlfriend never comes to my shows. Perfect relationship. And I don't pretend to care about her kids. That's what you gotta find.
I never thought you'd be an inspiration for me, Corey. Divorced and happily settled with a single mom. And she's still single, even though you're dating. But
that's
weird.
That's how she behaves. But
at least that's what she put on her Tinder profile I saw the other day. But I keep attracting these like slightly conservative girls, and I don't know if I'm willing to reach across the aisle like that. You know, like, would you date a woman with different political views, like, you know, integrationist?
More like reach around the aisle, but I don't know that you should be picky, but there are 7.5 billion of the people in the world that I don't think you should choose one that's going to give you an ulcer and keep a baby.
Oh, speaking of keeping a baby, for some reason, that's the end of the jokes. Give it up for our guest, Mike Cronin.
All right.
I think there should be forced abortions, and we should start with Mike.
Too late.
Too late for me.
I mean, we don't want to make too much, but you got a wifed up, or not quite wifed up?
Fianced up.
Fianced up. That's what I thought.
Yep.
And a baby.
Yeah, we got a 4-month-old baby.
Woo! That is wild.
We got engaged first. We're Catholic.
All right.
Before it was born.
Got engaged. Yeah. She said, I do to the sex, but you're like, that counts for everything.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Consent to marriage.
And I do
is important.
Not pull out.
That's fun.
Well, you and Andrew both just recorded. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh,
let's talk
sure.
About comedy. I'm very curious to know how it went. I saw your posts, and it looked like it was.
Mark and Joe shouted you out or whatever at the beginning of the podcast. How much you pay for an advertisement like that?
it's all jobs. I have to. Yes, let's just say I'll be getting herpes when Joe comes here.
That's a joke I was gonna make if you didn't. So I'm glad that
oral, anal, or genital.
all of the above.
All of them. Yeah.
Herpes simplex, three holes.
I had them do it, and also Chad Daniels and Cy Amundsen did it on their podcast. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it really brought anybody out, but.
They need to do it when it releases.
How'd you do an album recording with 12 audience members? That's crazy.
Where were you again?
I was in Charlie Goodnight's. Mm. Just Goodnight's now, but in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Charlie?
oh, he's out.
He's out. Is that the one that Helium bought but kept the same name?
Or yeah.
Close to the same name, obviously. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And do you have a good relationship with the Helium folks? Or like, you know.
Not really.
Working, okay. I mean,
okay. Not that
not after
shitty,
they
just...
tried to record his album for 12 people.
Yeah. No, I actually, one of my good buddies who was in Cincinnati when I started is now running their record label. So, and I've worked the St. Louis Helium, but none of the other ones.
Okay.
And so I was like, yeah, this is an opportunity to do an album with one of my friends and get into a chain of clubs.
Wow, man.
Like, absolutely. I'll do that.
Perfect. So yeah. Helium Records is how it's going to be released.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and the shows were fun, by the way. They weren't empty. it was just, they weren't sold out, but they weren't empty. And
that's great.
With this album, unfortunately, I've tried to record it two other times and through COVID. And I have a lot of perspective. So the one, it's going to turn out great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also,
I did one show. And also I did one show in Key West that was like lights out. Like I got off stage. I was like, that was it. We're done. And they go, hey, so we didn't record your mic for the first 18 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was it people you'd hired or people with Helium that were doing that one in Key West?
That made no, mistake, that was, or? That was before I talked to the uh-huh. Helium guys.
I tried to do like an independent thing. I have that same story of like I'll do it myself and I'll decide later. And then it's like this is so it's not as good a quality. It's something's always fucked up. Just get the label to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus, I got like a new kid and a day job now, so I don't have time to sit and record and put out an album by myself.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Well, I'm glad that she said that's really cool. And so you headlined all weekend, or you headlined specific shows, or
Saturday. What? So the way they did it was four comics recording their albums on the same weekend.
Oh.
So two guys co-headlined Friday night, and then I got all of Saturday, and then another guy headlined Sunday.
Okay.
Interesting.
So you got two cracks at it on Saturday, or...?
We had two cracks at it on Saturday and then opening sets on the other shows to fill in.
I see.
Oh, also. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a great way to do it. Cause you might have you might murder featuring or whatever it was.
Yeah. If check drop happens in the middle of a
It was co-headlining, so you probably weren't quite featuring, but still, Oh, that's great.
Yeah. The second show Saturday was legitimately 12 people. And they weren't into it. And so I tried to do a classic trick of like, guys, this isn't the album. Don't worry. Like, let's just have fun.
Yeah.
Let's just relax. And it did not.
Got it in the can.
Yeah.
I murdered for a show. Don't worry about it.
I think it helped one joke like a half hour later. But other than that.
They were like, oh.
Other than that.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Fun.
Do you have an album title? Do you have a theme? Do you have a marketing plan? Do you have a what's going on there?
Yeah, the title is going to be Thick Worm.
Ooh.
Is this a dick joke here?
Yep.
All right.
Sure is.
Classic.
Sure is. Yeah.
Well, your first one was what was the album title for your first one or last one? First, I don't know if it was your first, but
first last. Yeah, it was
referencing the shit joke
hot for too long.
Yes
Yeah,
love it. Mike's got a big old hot hog, I think is the I don't know if that's the joke, but I happen to know that to be true.
Well, he's got a baby thick. So yeah, someone's
not big
it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's getting the job done.
I've heard about it, and then I stayed at his place in Chicago multiple times, and one morning he got up and his boxers were revealing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, there it is. There she is.
Yeah, I accidentally got up.
Wow, I just forgot I had pants on. Wow, why am I doing squats in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
That's very kind of you, Andrew, to think that I had a kitchen.
And able to do squats.
Andrew's been to my place, and it's very similar to where I live. It's very similar to what I got going on.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Well,
he had a bathroom. No, I don't have.
You just moved. Where did you move to?
I moved to Detroit.
Oh, Grand Rapids.
Chicago wasn't scary enough, so okay. I figured I'd move here.
Good. A good place to raise a child, Detroit. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
So Andrew's
hoping he becomes a rapper then? Is that what's going
on? He can play in all the abandoned buildings he wants to.
Safer than the street.
Those aren't slides. Those are just beams that fell down and he just...
Yeah, well, the good news is he's going to be vaccinated early on by just picking up random needles off the ground. So.
I've never been to Detroit. I don't even know if it's bad.
His blood's going to be mostly lead by the time he's 18. Nice. Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's
lead good positive.
Yeah.
So Andrew is his coming out in October. Yours December.
Speaking of needles, we recorded up in Everett there.
Ah, that's true.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had a couple little theater gigs we got lucky on, and I mean we put money into and
well we did
all that shit,
like the
we
opening got... week of the city yeah. like
it landed mm-hmm. right on the week
they did like July
opens.
4th weekend Ollie Oxenfree, and we were like July 9th and 10th two theaters. And so everyone was like, we're free comedy, you know, and now it's like, come to my 80 person restaurant gig at a pizza place.
Yeah.
So we recorded, I hired these video guys too. And, that's, they sent me the first draft of it and I'm kind of like, I wish I had Jeff Dye's people to tell me how to dress. Cause I'm wearing black. And then everything behind me is black also. So I'm like,
oh no.
Well, this doesn't look as great as it could probably, but all I need is like footage of me telling the jokes and put it out. Who cares really? You know,
I went shopping with you and you didn't wear any of the shit that I bought,
I know, you know what? You're right. But
that is true. I'm Jeff Dye's people.
No, yeah, but
you had him.
But you were on the show. You could have said something, you know?
I didn't. It's too late then. I don't know.
From here on out,
yeah.
Every time you record, you wear an all green jumpsuit. And then you can fix it in post.
Well, yeah. And then one of the cameras, it's kind of unusable, which is like one of the shots towards the audience that you can kind of cut away to here and there. But then... they didn't realize after they set, you know, they set it up and they look at it, but then they didn't really, they like moved it slightly from how they had it earlier. So now there's like just a light that shines directly into the camera the whole time. So,
oh no.
So that's kind of a bummer. But other than that, it looks pretty good. And I love the way it sounds. It's a 600 seat theater or something like that. And we had about 475 in there. So it sounds great. It's called For the Wrong Reasons, For All the Wrong Reasons. What did I call it? For All the Wrong Reasons, I think. For the Wrong Reasons. Yeah. Because we took out the word all. These are the major discussions we have over here. Here's what I was thinking. So I've known a couple people that have done like iPad giveaways and stuff like that. And, cause I've had like Sam Morrell shouted me out and Mark Norman shouted me out. And I get like, I noticed like a one day spike and like, oh, I got 12 new YouTube followers or whatever. But other than that, it really doesn't seem to have like a lasting effect. And,
I got it. Sorry, I'm interrupting, but you got to do a dildo giveaway.
Oh, wow.
He.
It's going to be all male entries, you know? It's going to be.
Mike doesn't. So the name of the
Mike's
title
like,
is
finally a contest I want to win.
Double
do it in the shape of Mike Cronin's cock so that
there we go. Now we're talking.
They have those
the shipping and handling fees are going to be exuberant.
I have one in my I have one in my closet right now.
The double-sided dildo that I gave you?
I do I have that, but I also have they call it a clone a willy. I have the thing I bought it.
What were you going to do with that?
Make it for the lady when I go on the road.
But what were you going to do with like the rest of the other 9
all
inches
the other
of
stuff?
The
blow my fingers too and
your tongue your butthole.
You should clone her other boyfriend's cock and
what was that guy that you used to date? Is he on Facebook or
you just have to go to random gas stations and hope the right person sticks their dick in a hole. But
Andrew, the title is a play on like The Bachelorette. Andrew has a joke, a bit about someone he.
Are you familiar with Bachelor Nation at all? How invested are you into this?
Not very, but
okay.
Anecdotally,
so I dated
I
this girl. I've known her for a few years, and she ended up going on The Bachelor and became The Bachelorette. She's got a million Instagram followers, and the basic premise of the joke is that she owes me because we didn't have sex. And then she went on to be this like horny chick. She brought a dildo on reality TV
for very first night.
Yeah, and her joke was like, "I didn't get laid at all during the pandemic," and I was like, "I tried." And so the joke is like, you know, I owe her because if she had had sex with me, she'd be the very sexually satisfied reality show contestant. That's not, you know.
That's not interesting at
all. She doesn't have a hook.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a hook.
Off week one.
Two-finger hook.
Instead, she stayed for a while, and now she became the Bachelorette, and now she's in love and getting married.
Yeah. So she's got a happy life and a million followers and do whatever she wants.
It was a purple rabbit, by the way, is what she had. So, and those can be pricey. So you might have something there.
I'll do an iPad, and then I'll do the dildo.
Both, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Are you more organic, Mike? Yeah. You're gonna get your album sales a little more organically, or does this idea sound like something you would do, or? Do you got any clever ideas that you've planned, like a sketch you're going to put together to try and, or are you just going to go, hey, I got my album out, buy it?
Yeah, probably that.
All right.
He's going to take his chances with Joe's plan. Cock in his mouth again.
Yeah. Well, I got to go to Norman next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you, you have one that's on things, right? Mike, your album is on. So you get like Sound Exchange. It's nice, and then you're gonna have another. It's gonna be great.
It's nice getting $20 every other month.
Sounds like
baby,
you need to film a Dry Bar special with those kind of numbers.
But did you release your first one yourself, or did you have?
No, I did it through Rooftop Comedy.
Well, hopefully they'll get you on Sirius Helium. You'll get you on Sirius, and all that shit.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
What are you doing yours through, Andrew?
800-pound gorilla.
Oh, nice.
So what's cool is they hit me up through my manager. I self-recorded a thing in February of 2020, and I didn't really like it. I felt like, let me get, you know, the quality didn't turn out as well as I wanted and whatever. And so we plan to do another theater in July. And then the pandemic hit. And so then I was like, never mind, this is good. Here we go. And then the label was kind of like, it's not really good enough. The quality's, you know, the audio isn't good. And so.
That's what they always say, you know.
Well, yeah. I did it myself, and it was, you know, a couple onboard camera microphones or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they sent Merrifield out, they, you know, mic it up legit. So. So then we were talking all pandemic, and they kept being like, hey, are you ready to record yet? And I'd be like, I'm only allowed 25 people in an audience. Like, I can't do an album yet, you know? And finally they kind of hit me up right as we were planning to do these theaters, and I was like, well, if we get shut back down again or whatever happens, it, you know, this is going to be our best shot at it. Like, I was looking at my calendar being like, I don't know, you know, it's hard to book gigs right now, kind of, and it's like, you know, I have some friends that are a little lower on the comedy totem pole, and they're just like, every club is, I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to.
Right here.
Specifically. But, yeah. But I just, you know, you hear from them that they're like, every club is bringing in their own feature, and it's impossible to get dates anywhere, and no one has any money for local feature hotels or whatever, so... it just made sense to be like, this timing is right. We did it. But then what's cool is I like that they talk to me, you know, they like seem to have a plan in place. Cause like I was in Nashville or I was coming through Nashville and they have a studio there or something. They have like an office there and I had no idea. But they just emailed me to be like, hey, we want to set up a meeting. And I was like, oh, I'm on tour for these. And they go, oh, you're going to be in Nashville. Come by the office. So they bought me lunch and sat down and talked with me. And like, I thought that was cool. And then they came out to my show and they're like, hey, we're going to hear some new shit tonight, right? And I'm like, sure. I go through a notebook real quick, you know. I was like, it's brand new. Just give me a bear with me. But it was a good set. And
it's brand, you know, new, and it's like, it's how about this new Fillmore?
yeah, it's fucking, well, I was like, I just recorded a month ago, give me a fucking break here. But
well, they had great thing about doing old these... shit, so you could have done that.
I pulled out some jokes from before the album recording, which then Steve was like, yeah, joke's hacky, and I'm like, I know, I was just trying to do something they haven't heard. But but anyway, all this to say, like, these tours with Steve are great. They're the friendliest audiences I can get. So I had an idea to like just work on some new shit. And but I recorded like a 4-minute clean set to send to like Late Night and to like my manager. And I emailed him the video to be like, hey, I don't know if this works as a Late Night set, but you know, feel free to send this out. And he said, oh, great, I'll send it to tonight's show booker. And the lady from Colbert just got fired, but we'll figure it out. And I'll send it to people. And I'm like, oh, cool. I didn't know if he was even going to write me back at this point or if he remembered who I was. But then it's, you know, 12 days later and the video still has 0 views on it. You know, it's like a private video. It's like unlisted. And so I'm like, not even my manager watched the video. He just took my word for it that he's going to send it to anybody. And like,
that's best case scenario.
And, right. Exactly. Or he's like, sure, looks awesome. Fuck off. Don't talk to me. You know,
was Raleigh, at the time of your recording fully open and, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, great.
He wouldn't know there was only 12 people anyway, but
you're like, I was
socially distanced.
I was acting like it was fully open. That's cool.
Did you keep touring a lot, or did you like take some breaks, or what was your pandemic strategy? I mean, other than getting your ass beat in the roast battle.
Having a baby.
Yeah. Having a baby.
Well, we know you didn't plan that.
I planned it.
Oh,
Well, I didn't plan it. I lied. That was a lie.
Oh, all right.
I just stopped doing anything to stop it.
I see.
That's how I plan.
I didn't plan to get fat. Yeah. I just stopped working out, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I did that too. I gained 50 pounds.
Oh, did you? Someone's been playing the British stock market.
Yeah. I was telling you guys earlier, I got COVID like February of 2020 before we thought it was in the States.
Yeah.
So I had it early and I had antibodies. So I wasn't super afraid to travel.
Right.
Gotcha. So I didn't work anywhere until July. And then I did a couple of stuff, maybe like 2 weekends a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then in November, I actually signed up for a vaccine trial. So I've had the vaccine since November.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was even a thing.
How did you get in the trial? Like, whose dick did you suck for that?
Every dick in Cincinnati. No, it was... I do asthma studies because I'm a poor comedian without health insurance for 12 years. So I would do these studies, and they're like, hey, we're doing a vaccine trial.
Experimental yeah, drugs like, on me.
Yeah. Yeah, so
don't
I got
experiment
in,
on animals. Don't do animal testing.
Just this guy. I'm an animal.
These fucking animals coming over the border and taking our jobs.
So you do asthma studies, and you've been doing those a while or whatever, and then that's for to cure your asthma or to get money or both?
Both.
Okay.
Not to cure
it. He doesn't even have asthma. He's not like, curious. I'm fine. I just take the drugs.
Yeah.
I don't...
Yeah. I'm just out bucks. Of shape.
Not curable, but I mean, you know, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So.
So that connected you to the vaccine trial.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've had it since teachers, which is not November of last, you know, whatever. In so when Trump got it in October, he did like. The therapy that's immuno something something therapy.
Monoclonal antibodies, right?
And it's like not even, I just don't hear about it ever. But my ex-wife's mom, who's a chemist, is like, oh, it's like a miracle drug. If you get COVID, it keeps you from, it keeps
is that out. What Rogan did?
I think he did didn't he claim he did some ivermectin? This one is like
took everything possible but the vaccine. Like,
yeah, interesting. This one's not. Maybe he did because this one isn't. This one's like legit. Hospitals and clinics have it, and they're running out of it in my county. They're like, we run out, or not run out. We run out of people to give it to. Nobody's getting it, and it's like what you should. I mean, should do. It's not like a. When I say miracle cure, it's like not like a. Hey, horse tranquilizers or whatever. It's like legit tested. It's what Trump got that made him recover in like 3 days, even though he was old and unhealthy. But I was considering it, but I didn't. I just never got bad at all. I was totally fine. So I was like, all right, I'll pass. I probably still should have done it, though. I mean, I don't know, long term and all that shit. But that's good. Yeah, so you're like me. You're bionic.
You're fine, though, you know?
What's that?
Isn't the point of the vaccine to be like, you're good?
You basically won't die, yeah, unless you have other stuff, I guess. Hopefully the idea. But I mean, if I would have done vaccine plus getting it plus doing that therapy, I mean, I'd really feel like way good. But you're like me. You had it and you had the vaccine. So which trial, yeah. Which vaccine
what about
trial
you guys?
Was it? Was that?
Oh, sorry. I did Janssen, which is like what they gave the military.
Oh.
Yeah.
Janssen and Janssen.
Janssen and Janssen, yeah.
Janssen and Janssen, yeah. It's from Chicago.
And then, like 2 days later, they took it off the market, and then I was like, awesome, I feel great. And then, just before this tour, I got a booster of Pfizer just to kick it up a notch. I think I might have had, some kind of cough for like 3 days. Like, I came back from San Francisco. It's like end of June, but I didn't really have any gigs. I didn't lose any taste or anything. I just was like, but I know so many people that got sick and then didn't. On this tour we had, like my buddy Brett, was like feeling sick and he had like this cough for a couple days and we were all kind of like, hey, fucking wear that mask a little more. But then he got a COVID test and it was negative. But then he just kept like, it was funny to be like, he was just coughing sometimes and we'd be like, wear the mask even if it's not COVID, like fucking.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Like, we're cool with killing people as long as it's not COVID, you know?
One of the like, comments I made last year at some point, maybe we put it on the podcast, I don't remember it, like, because people, there was this time, it's still happening, but this time whenever people were like, oh yeah, pussy, who cares, toughen up, da, da, da. wear mask, da 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 da. And I was kind of like, hey, what if I just don't want to get sick for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Is that, can I wear a mask for that reason? Am I still a pussy if I don't want to get really ill and cancel gigs and lose money for 2 weeks? Is that, no? All right. Okay. Still a pussy.
All right. All right. Still pussy. Every winter of my life, I've had a cold for a good 5 months in a row, except for last year.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. You've had COVID every year.
It's called sleep apnea, but.
Coronavirus has been around forever. Maybe there's something to that early vaccine.
Well, the point is, this is what I think, the masking is stupid now.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Andrew's, oh, God. Andrew's, swear to God.
Andrew's been talking to his dad too much.
Can't take any of this shit anywhere.
Anyway.
It creates the impression that the vaccine doesn't work. So, like, this thing is endemic, which means, like, it's just going to be around for years, and it's going to be the common cold now. It's, like, one more thing we have to deal with. There's never going to be a zero COVID point ever. Like, it's past that point now. So, it's, like, it just is, like, either get vaccinated or die. So, like, whatever.
Okay.
To me.
Okay. Well,
it's like we're doing all this thing to like stop COVID when it's like we have the vaccine, just get the vaccine because it's over.
Yeah, I do. There is something of like, why are we working so hard to like? I mean, yeah,
it's been available for months and months.
We've made the choice to not get it.
Proven effective.
Let's go.
It's the same reason that FDA is like, we don't need boosters. The whole, it's still 90% effective at keeping you out of the hospital. So like, we don't need 100%. We need 90%. That's the whole point of the vaccine. If in a year it starts to wane off and serious risk is like 75% or whatever, like makes sense to get a booster. Or you're immunocompromised and you are, you know, more nervous, then that's the point of the boost. That's basically what the FDA is like. Stop trying to just get a bunch of money for as many shots as you can take. There's like a saying
from a guy that got the booster. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but also like my thinking was like, I'm fucking shit. I don't want to be sick for 2 weeks even. Like I'm shaking hands every night. I'm blowing Steve to get my tour dates and keep my career alive, you know.
God, I got to learn how to blow people. This sounds like
the first thing I learned in comedy. Second dick.
Or he's got to update
hold a
syllabus
mic.
At comedy class. But
how to hold a mic.
How to rock the mic.
Face to your face.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. So, yeah, you didn't want to be sick on tour. You don't want to cancel dates. You gotta
wanna... So it just makes sense to me to and heading into like a high risk area.
Right.
And 6 months after I got a vaccine, which is proven to be the least effective out of all three of them. So
Right.
To me it was like makes more sense. And so they also talk about the risk of myocarditis or whatever that the heart thing is. It happens more on the second shot of Pfizer. So now they're like, does it happen even more on the third shot?
Right.
Is that worth?
Are you
like, but there haven't been any studies
for
of that.
This thing by reducing your likelihood of this thing. And
so they're like, also like the booster shots, the people that have gotten them, their antibodies go way up, but it's like, is that temporary? Cause there's only been a month of data. We don't know what happens in 6 months from, you know. So,
well, it was nice to have a drop in from Tim Dillon on the pod.
Listen, I'm just telling the truth, man.
No, you're not wrong. It's all good. Plus, Nicki Minaj. I just follow Nicki Minaj and whatever
she tells
me.
Her cousin's testicles. The point is the vaccine is safe and it works, so just take
there
it.
There you go.
So why do we need to do all this? Why do we need to booster an already effective thing? Why do we need to do
shut
all
down.
These rules where we're protecting?
Masks.
Like, the mask is debatable because, I'm sitting down and I'm eating and that's safe because there's a plexiglass barrier. Like, come on. Like, let's be realistic here. and yeah, stop yeah. like doing these like tiny pretend little... you know
right.
we're saving everybody's lives by making you cover your mouth as you walk to your table at the bar.
Get a beer.
Like I don't, yeah.
yeah. To go take shot. To go cheers and take shots. Yeah. Right. And go yeah.
Woo! Everybody, cool. Okay, now I'll put my mask back on. Like whatever. Like, come on.
Did you guys have to do any of those clubs that everyone was masked up the whole time, except to eat or drink?
Yes. Ooh, so worse. Funny story. Corey and I were doing this theater in Kirkland. It's Kirkland, Washington, Bellevue. And it's a 400 seater. So what we do is we rent these theaters and, you know, it's like, basically it boils down to like, it costs $2,000 to rent the theater and then you sell your own tickets and you hope you sell more than $2,000, right? It's an easy business, but it usually works out with advertising and everything like that. Your expenses are about, you break even at about halfway sold out. That's kind of the math on it. So a week before... We'd sold like 230 tickets a week before this show, and it's a 400 seater, which is tracking well to be like, all right, we'll hit 300 or so, maybe some walk up, maybe 350, you know, whatever, depending on day of sales. We all make a couple grand, works out great. But then the theater called us and they're nervous and they go, we need, according to CDC guidance, we need to reduce to 140 people. And I'm like,
shit.
Okay, well, we can't do that.
We've already sold 200.
We've already sold 220 or whatever. And then they go, well, okay, well, I go, well, can you reduce the rental fee, you know? And they're like, well, not really, because if we're open, it's the same cost to us. And I'm like, well, you know.
Same cost to us.
Yeah, so we talked them into keeping it at 200 seats. And we canceled all of our advertising, basically, and we had to refund a couple people that were like, I refuse to support a business. It's being a pussy and whatever. And then we sold more tickets, and then some people just don't show up. And so we had 200 people there, and they were fully – everyone had to have a mask. There was no concessions. And
no food, no drinks at all.
And the show went fine, but it just is like – you know,
my thing from day one, I've said it over and over again on this to people, is don't do more than the public health officials or the government is requiring you to do.
Right.
Because unless, I mean, if you really are like, I just care about the people and I don't want anybody to get it, I guess. But nobody's like that. Everybody is like, no, I got a business to run here. So mm-hmm. do what you're being asked to do. At most, and nobody's going to be pissed at you if something happens. Especially this was like mid-July. We're like,
yeah,
who's going to be mad at you for doing something you were allowed to do by law and by whatever? And
yeah.
Anyway, so that was a tough one. But
and so it turned out we made like 200 bucks each instead of like, you know, $2,000 each or whatever. So it just is like, oh, it pays like a bar gig, but we're in a theater. And
spend all our money and time and effort and whatever. But was Raleigh, that's, I guess, kind of that's what I was asking about Raleigh. Was like, was there any social distancing or any like restrictions? Like, did it affect, did COVID affect the show for your Raleigh game?
They weren't distanced out. Masks were optional. I don't know if there could have been, like, because Raleigh is a college town, so a little more liberal than the rest of North Carolina. Mm. I don't know if there were people still afraid to go out.
Right, maybe that
so
way.
So maybe turnout could have been better, but other than that, no.
Yeah. Great. Well, Mike is hilarious. We went the full hour, man. Mike's hilarious, and you got to check out the past album, Too Hot to
Hot for Too Long.
Hot for Too Long. There it is. And
people always want to add another two on it. Too hot to handle.
I knew it was hot in a two. And Thick Worm is coming
out. That's why Last Comic Standing won't book him. He's too hot.
That's right.
Bone too hot. Snake 3 on all of the socials, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. What's unfortunate about that is that I had to put that joke on my second album also, because I use so many callbacks to it.
Oh, hilarious. Love it. That's yeah. fun. You couldn't call back to your previous album like Chad did, Chad Daniels did.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to do that originally. That was my idea, was to build in callbacks in my set. And then now I'm like, nobody's gonna want to listen to an old album to get two tags.
I mean, they don't even want to listen to the new one, so
thank you.
come on.
This is how he treats guests.
Yeah.
I was kidding. So we he's hilarious, he's very funny, he's great hang. So I mean, he's not gonna want to hang out with you, any of the listeners,
No, never. No.
but
Social
do get
distancing
that
after the
album.
show, people just leave.
It's a
nice
Hello.
show.
Yeah, thanks for
And
having me,
that's
guys.
great. And you should get a, I mean, maybe you already do have an OnlyFans, I don't know, but I got offered 750. The joke earlier was I got offered $750 for a picture of my penis as long as my face was in it. So
Oh, nice. I'll
he's
do it for
paying
free
and
right now.
oh boy, he's paying in installments. So he's sent me 250 so far. So we're getting there.
All right.
He
All
sent me
right.
50 at a time, and he keeps going. All right, 250, 500 to go. And I told Andrew, I replied with to one of them with like a picture of me in my underwear or something, like, hey, I feel like I gotta give you something, you know? And then he responded with like a dirty comment, and I'm like, now I'm just sexting with a gay guy. I was just gonna send one photo, but I felt bad, so I sent him a little tease, and now he's like, ooh, I'd suck that fucking cock, and I was like, oh jeez, oh, I didn't thanks. I don't want to be like fuck you because I want the money, and you know.
Right.
Also, I don't care if a gay guy sexes me; that doesn't bother me. Anyway, get yourself an OnlyFans, Bone Snake 3 on OnlyFans. I predict it's coming out soon. Andrew's Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. I'm Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things. We do have a Patreon for the podcast, Homeschool, and yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.